This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The FTC to deliver its decision on the Barbados Light and Power Company rate hearing. Taxi operators report no major increase in business despite recent influx in tourists. A human rights expert is concerned about the lack of public consultation from government before the signing of a recent EU agreement. The DLP again accuses government of pushing the country further into debt. Police in Trinidad deny brokering truce among warring gangs, and the premature babies evacuated from the besieged hospital in Gaza have arrived in Egypt. Good afternoon, I am Christo J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. An intervener is concerned that the Fair Trade Commission will reverse its decision on the Barbados Light and Power Company rate hearing case as it is set to be announced today. Speaking on Down to Brass Tacks program, attorney at law and intervener Tricia Watson says she is waiting to see if the FTC will reverse its decision made in February, which rejected several requests by BLNP company.
I'm waiting with interest to see if the FTC will find a way to reverse a decision that essentially said they could not rely on a lot of the evidence that Light and Power had put forward, that did not grant the rate of return that Light and Power requested, that said some of the Light and Power's witnesses were not reliable, and that there was information that the FTC required to make its decision, and essentially that said the 2020 test year is not acceptable, and that required the Light and Power to update substantially its application to what would be the most recent financial year, which would be more indicative of the period that the rates would apply in.
Attorney at law and intervener in the Barbados Light and Power BLNP rate hearing. Taxi operators at the air and seaports report no major increase in business despite a recent influx in tourists. President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, tells Starcom Network News while thousands of people were recorded passing through the airport last Thursday, this was not reflected in ridership for the taxi operators. He says tourists do not always get taxis.
You know, flights are coming, but that doesn't mean the people get the taxi. Like, all those charter flights we're here to see, you know, and get a lot of repeat visitors. We hire cars, family and friends picking up their loved ones. So it doesn't necessarily mean taxi. Yes, we got an increase. We can ride a ship, but it doesn't always argue that way. We have met people that are coming for them. We get a lot of Airbnbs now that extend that to their clients as well. There is a slight increase overall over what was happening in the last couple of months. But in terms of Thursday, most of those flights would have been air to sea. And those people do not take that seat. Those are for the coaches. But Thursday was marginal increase.
President of the Barbados Transport Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood. Meantime, President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society Limited, Stephen Clark, says business is still slow for the taxi operators. He remains hopeful that business will pick up.
At the present moment, it's been very slow. Today, we're having a better day because there are four cruise ships in. But when we have one cruise ship, it's very slow. That's understandable. Yeah, once we get a multiple of cruise ship on any particular day, that will be a good day for us. If we only have one cruise ship, especially not coming out of America, if we get a cruise ship coming out of Europe, European ship, it will be very slow on that day. We will wait and see. And hope. But as we see on our ship list, there are going to be some very good days. So we will have to put the good and the bad together. Work with it.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society Limited, Stephen Clark, in the lunchtime edition. President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, has again criticized government for what he says is the constant borrowing of money and pushing the country further into debt. His comments came last evening at a St. Michael's Central Branch meeting at the DLP headquarters.
So, we have now some of the largest foreign debt this country has ever faced. $5.1 billion in foreign debt. And despite the debt restructuring the government did, $2.2 billion that they wrote off, and all the things that they did, the debt still around the same levels that we had in 2018. Around the same levels, but no results. Same kind of debt profile, but we are not getting anything for all that money that we are borrowing.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. A human rights expert raises concern over how the issues of gender and human rights are addressed in government's recent European Union agreement. Governments signed onto the Samoa Agreement last week, which aims to strengthen the capacity of the EU and the Organization of African, Caribbean and Pacific States to address global challenges. Minister of Foreign Affairs Kerry Simmons recently defended its decision to sign onto the European Union's EU agreement, despite over 30 countries not signing. Human and gender rights expert Felicia Dujon questions the vagueness of the agreement and why other Caribbean countries did not sign on.
Gender is very fluid in other societies, in other member states as well. And so for the minister to make the assertion that gender in our Barbadian concept should be the same for all other parties, I think it's erroneous to make such claims. Because what may be permissible and acceptable within our society may not necessarily be acceptable and permissible in other societies. So the issues of gender raises quite a number of concerns. The issues of fundamental human rights raises concerns as well. And of course, because the agreement does not have a glossary of term, there's not a common understanding of what those terms may be. And it's also interesting that the minister clearly stated that other states did not sign. And the question is, why didn't they sign?
She says public consultation should be done when government is making decisions that impact its citizens.
I think there's a legitimate reason why people should be concerned. And because it has already been signed, the question is, what can be done? Is it at this stage that we should have more consultations? Or should we have public education in terms of what was signed? What is the agreement? What are the concerns about gender or human rights, identity, and things of that nature? So I think it's very important to not exclude citizens in such matters, because it is part of their livelihood, it is part of their life, it is part of their culture. And if there's any shift or any paradigm shift in the culture or how they conceptualize various terms and negotiations, I think it's important that they should know.
Human and gender rights expert Felicia Dujon. A senior member of the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service today dismissed suggestions that the law enforcement agency has been involved in getting warring gangs reach a truce following a wave of savage killings along the east-west corridor that has worsened in recent weeks. The Trinidad Express newspaper reported that over the last 48 hours, with the help of senior police officials, officers from the Port of Spain Interagency Task Force said they were able to arrange a peace deal between the gang bosses to stop the bloodshed. And finally, a group of 28 premature babies evacuated from a besieged hospital in Gaza yesterday have crossed into Egypt. It is thought they are traveling to an Egyptian airport before being assessed and moved onto hospitals. The babies were patients at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, now occupied by Israeli forces after heavy fighting. Earlier, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said an Israeli airstrike on a different hospital killed at least 12 people. Recapping the headlines. The FTC to deliver its decision on the Barbados Light and Power Company rate hearing. Taxi operators report no major increase in business despite recent influx in tourists. A human rights expert is concerned about the lack of public consultation from government before the signing of a recent EU agreement. The DLP again accuses government of pushing the country further into debt. Police in Trinidad deny brokering truce among warring gangs. And the premature babies evacuated from the besieged hospital in Gaza have arrived in Egypt. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network Inc., a member of the OCM Group. I'm Krista J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.